Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. That's right, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, we've got some amazing team members here on this this show. And I've talked about them all the time. ZLA Solutions, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, Just Love Coffee. You know, API advertises on the show. We've got some others that are about to be, have their ads up here pretty soon. And I love that. But if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, folks, I got to tell you, the most assured way you're going to do that is to actually contact Right Side, because we are a separate entity. We own the show, and a lot of the ad inventory is ours per se. And so what I'm saying is this: go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and just basically go to the contact tab. It will tell you how to reach us so that we can get your business on the air as one of our, you know, personal advertisers, one of our team members, we like to call them. And then we'll also put you on our website, and I'll talk about you on the air, stuff like that. Speaking of which, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Now listen, if you're going home tonight and you find out that the ever-changing weather we've got has just like boggled your heat and air completely, like it doesn't know which way's up, heating tonight and then cooling tomorrow. Well, it's just like right now you don't know what to wear in the morning. Your heat and air has got to react back and forth too. All that to say, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they can do everything you need when it comes to your heat and air systems. HVAC is what they do, gas or electric. They're open 6 days a week. So, yeah. And they've also got a special right now. As we move towards the warmer weather, which I'm seeing things budding out right now in my own yard, as we're moving towards warmer weather, they've got a spring annual maintenance program right now for you, $69 per unit. They will come out, do all the spring annual maintenance you need to get your system, you know, sort of set for the months that are coming. And then at the same time, they give a 10% discount on any repairs that wind up being necessary within the first year after their maintenance. That's big doings, y'all. So listen, James Vandergriff, who owns Vandy's, it's an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. His folks will come out, and they'll give you a free estimate. They're not going to upsell you. It's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call them today at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Hey, so Copper, grab the mic there.
Yeah.
I took some notes. I heard one of the, and I don't, by the way, what are you going to title that one? Are you going to title that one something?
Why aren't the youth engaged with foreign policy?
that would work. There was one quote in there that I liked a lot. Finding the middle ground between tyranny and inaction.
Ooh, maybe. Yeah, that could work.
I don't know if that's a title or not, but that was a great, alliteration there. That was basically putting words in the right order. I like that. Finding the middle ground between tyranny and inaction. But you said something else. Hang on a second. I got to read my own handwriting. That too often we only act when we can empathize and not just when it is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
That's pretty key. I mean, so you're saying basically they almost need to feel it before they can know it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Or before they do something.
Yeah. I mean, because right and wrong these days is just dictated by what we want, what we feel. So it goes both ways.
It does. Yeah, I don't know if that's confined just to the younger generation, but I think you're right. I think, you know, I can remember I came home from leave, on leave from Baghdad, where, you know, we were troops in contact a lot over there. And my battalion lost some guys and everything. I came home on leave, and it just felt too normal. It's like nobody knew what was going on over there. Like, we were doing stuff, and I don't think anybody could feel it, because I didn't live in a military community. I came home as a reserve officer. I came home to a regular community that didn't have a military affiliation. And I think you're right. I think even my generation sometimes has to feel it to know what's going on. I got more good notes out of your stuff, by the way, but I ran out of time to talk about them.
Thanks.
I may cover some of that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Dissecting Copper's Corner, but we're also going to move to number three on the Triple Dipper. A little bit of a Ukraine update. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our team members, and I love that place. And you, I got to tell you, I love it when you see an innovative, creative, and dynamic menu. I mean, that's what they've got. I'm not kidding. I mean, it's Just Love Coffee Cafe, right? So they've got all of the best blends. They've got the great roasts, the dry roast coffees, like, you know, the mellow roast, the dark roast. But they've got also the cappuccinos, the macchiatos, the espressos, the lattes, all of the sort of super coffees you would expect to see. But then their food menu is kind of epic. So listen, they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's a great place for snacks. It's a cool place to go grab something on the way. It's also a great place to sit down and enjoy a meal with friends. Let me tell you some of the things that are on that menu. Like, for instance, if you like breakfast all day long, like me, I do like breakfast all day long. They've got one that's called the Bacon Tater. Listen to this. It's a hash brown waffle. You heard me. A hash brown waffle. What's that you say, Phil? A hash brown waffle. I love hash browns. I love waffles. This is a hash brown waffle with cheddar cheese and bacon sprinkled with black pepper, served with a side of sour cream or ketchup. That just sounds cool. Just Love Coffee Cafe. I mean, they've got a great menu. They got great, you know, beverages. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they've got a special. You go type in the word right side by texting it. Text the word right side to 87338. That's text the word right side to 87338. At either location, you wind up with a free beverage just for doing that. That's us for our right side listeners. Right side radio folks love to go eat at Just Love Coffee. Thank you very much. Copper, did you have a caller a minute ago? I thought I saw something typed up on the board. What was that?
Oh, yes. Brian from Huntsville said that his wife always reminds him that he should never get on my bad side.
I believe that to be true. Brian, your wife is a wise woman. I choose not to get on Copper's bad side either. My microphone will do strange things. I don't know what will happen. And listen, there's one more piece of, there's several pieces of your Copper's Corner, but one thing I was going to say too, you had a piece in there where you said, we don't think of weakness abroad as failure. Mm-hmm. We should be thinking of weakness abroad as failure, but we don't think of it that way. And a lot of times, and I think this is what's missing, I break things down to the lowest possible level. Like, how would I feel if me as a lawyer was perceived in the courthouse as being a weak lawyer who did not defend my client's interests? Well, on the world, America being a country, we operate on the world stage. So it's like me being a lawyer in a courtroom. America is a country on the national stage. We don't want to be perceived as weak. We don't want to be perceived as not defending our friends or our client's interest or even our own interest for that matter. And so I think sometimes people miss it when they don't break it down to a manageable level in their minds like that.
Although, unfortunately, they'd probably think, well, the lawyer, if he thinks he's going to lose a case, just don't take it. And then no one will ever know that you were going to, you know, run away from it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that too.
Ugh, but it's not a good attitude.
You were asking me something about military families too.
Right. Yeah. I wondered for a while how I can be more engaged with the military because, you know, I don't have any family members who are veterans.
Yeah.
And our school really didn't engage with it. So it really would be a benefit for people and me specifically to learn more firsthand stories. So what would you suggest?
Well, that's very cool. So, I'll tell you this. Usually every unit, and that can be reserves, National Guard, and active duty out there at Redstone or wherever, they all have what's called an FRG, a Family Readiness Group. And that's basically, it becomes a support network. A lot of times they'll have their own Facebook page. Like, let's just make one up. I was the commander of the 167th Infantry Battalion. So first of the 167th. So the bottom line is we had an FRG. And, you know, we have a Facebook page, and you can contact them and let them know that if there's something they've got going on, like maybe they're doing a fundraising drive for kids whose dads and moms are deployed, or maybe they've got people overseas and they're doing a sort of a drive to gather up things that they need and sending to the troops overseas. Those kind of things mean a lot. And, mm-hmm. and you don't have to be a member of the FRG, like a family member, to go and support the FRG, the Family Readiness Group. And they love it when the community gets involved. So that's one thing that I would say. I mean, me being overseas, I can't tell you how many care packages we would get from people we didn't necessarily know, but boy, we appreciated it. And you know, they would tell you what to put in there, like don't put things that'll melt because it'll be in heat. You know, don't put things in there that could go bad because you don't want the food to rot while it's on the way over. But then, you know, they would send stuff over like beef jerky and hand sanitizer and, you know, things that you could just couldn't get when you're out mm-hmm. in the field. It was awesome. So there's that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's one of the first ones. And then sometimes there's also some of the veterans groups in the area, like the VFW or the American Legion, and they're already tracking on that kind of stuff, and you can just chime in on it and participate in a fun run or an organizational event that they've got to raise money for military families, you know, things like that. They're always doing something. While I'm on a roll here, they're always doing something. Like, it's not uncommon to see I don't know what you would call it, but sort of like a schoolyard festival kind of thing, you know, with bouncy houses and all that kind of stuff for
kids
of military families to come out for a day. And so those kind of things happen, and the community needs to wrap those up and support them. There you go.
All right. Yeah. I guess this is a good town for it.
Oh, this is the perfect town for it, because first of all, you've got Redstone Arsenal, which is one of the driving forces of the economy in this area. Don't ever forget that. But then secondly, this is a city with lots and lots of resources. This is not a poor military town. You know, like there's some military bases, like I could be wrong when I say this, but I think like Fort Polk, Louisiana, there's not much outside the gate. You know, if you were stationed at the National Training Center, you got to drive 40 miles to go watch a movie, but out in California. But this is a military base surrounded by an affluent community that we should be doing all that we can. And I think that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
okay, good stuff. Hey, listen, let's do this, Copper. I want to close out the show. And by the way, folks, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. We got a little bit of time left. Love to talk to you about what you think about what's going on in the world right now. We've talked about education today. We've talked about freedom today. We had Copper's Corner. And I'm just going to spend a few minutes now, because we've pretty much burned through, although Copper did kind of talk about Ukraine in a sense, about a Ukraine update. There's been a lot of things happening today. Not the least of which is troops have moved into Ukraine. Russian troops have moved into Ukraine. But the strong belief among many who watch these things, like, you know, some of the two military pundits that I watch the most, I like to see what Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg and retired four-star General Jack Keane have to say, because they are still not only retirees with epic levels of military service, but they are also still keenly active in military policy issues. I've got a clip right now. Clip one, Copper, highlight that for me if you're still ready for it. You good? Okay, good. Clip one, I'm going to do this. I want to play a clip from Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg talking about why they believe that what they're seeing is not just a limited engagement. There is strong concern right now that what we're about to see is a full-scale invasion and occupation of most, if not all, of the nation of Ukraine, a country, by the way, with 43 million people. This is something that would be the size, I mean, it's geographically the size of Texas with 43 million people. Go ahead and play clip one, Copper.
Indicators, and I have fingers and toes. And you mentioned a couple of them. They're critical because you have to base military decision-making on the indicators that you see. The field hospital is a great example. You don't move field hospitals up unless you're expecting a major engagement. Whole blood. Whole blood only has shelf life for 42 days. There's open source intelligence seeing the airborne forces, the VDV, which he will use in an initial assault, already rigged for parachute drop. You don't put parachutes on vehicles unless you're ready to go. You look at the echelonment of headquarters. What he has done, he's backed up headquarters to headquarters, army to army. That means he's got a breakthrough force in his first army headquarters, and then you've got a force that will continue the fight through the exploitation force in the second headquarters. And all of these indicators, if you're a military planner or you're an advisor, you have to take these under consideration. You cannot discard any of them. And when you add up all these together, you look at a major offensive across multiple fronts, exactly what I would do. You create more problems than Ukraine can solve, and you go for a massive and immediate strike.
That's a pretty epic description of where we are. I mean, if you didn't catch part of it, the first thing he said, because part of his sentence was clipped, was that there are more indicators of a potential full-scale invasion than he has fingers and toes. In other words, he's saying we got lots of reasons to believe this is happening, and I don't want to underscore this. I mean, I don't think I can underscore this too much. I do not want to see U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. I don't. I also do not want to see the 21st century be filled with nations reshaping their borders at will, or being forced to, not of their own volition. It's one thing if there's annexation by choice. It's another if they cede certain territory by agreement. That's rare to happen. But it's altogether another thing when an overwhelming force from a neighboring nation decides it just wants what you got. And that's where we are right now with Ukraine. And by the way, this is Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe. This is not, we're not talking about some far-flung piece of Nepal that, you know, or China that, you know, where there are people that we don't ever really see. There's not a lot of economic. This is 43 million people in Eastern Europe. Neighboring Poland, you know, not far from Germany. This is serious business, and I don't want to say that like you don't already know it, because I know you do. I know who my audience is. I'm just saying I don't think I can underscore this enough. And so when he says that they've moved field surgical hospitals forward and their blood supplies have been brought in, and whole blood supplies only last for 42 days, so they would not bring them in if they were not ready to have them on hand, and that the paratroopers, the Russian paratroopers, that their parachutes have already been staged for the jumps that are potentially planned. It's looking more and more like troops that are staged in the northern part in Belarus and along the eastern edge in Russia, and now within the Donbass region in Luhansk and Donetsk, and then the southern regions in the Crimean Peninsula, and the naval forces that have been brought in across the Black Sea. This is a full-scale military invasion that we are watching about to unfold. The question is going to be, what's going to happen back home? And I'm going to talk about that when we get back. Copper, go ahead and move it to the last break of the day. When we get back, I'm going to tell you there's some things going on right now. If you're looking in the media, there's some things that I've been speculating on myself that we are now seeing pundits begin to talk about. What is it that Putin's going to do to us if we bring the sanctions that we pretty much have to bring? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, keep your eyes on this Ukraine thing. Right now, reports are that some believe that the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, I say the full-scale because the invasion's already begun, but the full-scale invasion to actually move through and take the rest of the country. At this point, too, you have to look at it and think, Putin's probably thinking, why not? I mean, I'm not gonna do it later. I might as well do it now. They believe the full-scale invasion could occur within the next 48 hours. We'll see if they're right, but there it is. That's the prediction as we look at it. Biden is also imposing some additional sanctions. Still being said, though, that his sanctions are rather tepid considering the nature of what is going on. Now, keep in mind, sanctions are all we got. If you're not putting troops on the ground, then sanctions and other types of interactivity that hopefully will stymie the economy, make it more painful for Putin and Russia, those are all we got right now because we're not putting troops on the ground, which I'm fine with. But that being said, right now what we're seeing is the Nord Stream 2 pipeline has apparently been quashed. Germany says they will join U.S. in not certifying that pipeline for use. Putin knew that was going to happen. He's prepared for that. The other thing that's happening is bank assets of Russian oligarchs in the United States are being frozen. So you're going to see some of the people who are close to Putin suddenly lose their assets, and the hope is it'll make them mad. The next thing you're seeing, too, is there is restrictions on trade into certain regions, the most notably the Luhansk and Donetsk regions of Ukraine that have now been usurped by Putin and Russia. The thing we got to look at, though, is none of this makes a difference. I mean, this is not going to be a showstopper for Putin. Now, I did see a report, and I have a clip, but I'm not going to play it today because I don't have time. But Tulsi Gabbard, who is a, you know, she's a true believer, and she is, by the way, willing to buck her own party. She's a Democrat, but a lot of times I respect her opinions. I don't know that I agree with this one. She came out today and said that we don't need to do sanctions because all it'll do is hurt us. And I don't know what you want us to do then, Congresswoman Gabbard, because you can stand by and do nothing. And I think it goes to Copper's point earlier about, you know, finding that middle ground between tyranny and inaction. You can't just sit by and do nothing because then it's that piece of, you know, looking weak on the world stage. But it's also a question of doing the right thing. We've got to make sure that nations like China and Russia understand that we will not sit idly by and watch them usurp other portions of the world. Okay, that being said, too, one of the reports out right now is what to watch for is whether or not Putin will authorize cyber attacks against the United States' infrastructure on its own. Banking systems could go down. Utility systems. Cell phone systems. And so I don't know. I don't know if they'll do that or not. I don't know if he will. But Putin has already said in his own mind that he believes that sanctions against Russia are considered an act of war in and of themselves. So right now, today, Ukraine is already being hit by massive cyber attacks to try and jeopardize their systems. They're having to go to backup systems to keep governmental operations moving. Could that happen in the United States? I don't know. We'll find out soon. I do know this. Even state governments carry a lot of data. What if they went in and they weren't going to be able to mess with the Federal Reserve? But what if they stopped the state payroll systems in the state of Alabama? Just saying. It begins to have crisis effect on people's lives. Well, there's a whole lot to watch here. Keep your eyes on it, folks. We're going to be updating this as we go because this is a fluid environment right now and things are changing pretty much by the moment. All right, what a great day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. We are indeed working to save the world one soundbite at a time. We'll be back again tomorrow, 2 o'clock. I believe we got Congressman Barry Moore on the show tomorrow. And right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Have a great night.